We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to be talking this morning about the programs that are being instituted in communities all across the country to take away your property rights. Now, this is part of a concerted, I call it a conspiracy. You can call it whatever you want to, but suddenly there's a slogan. It says, think globally, but act locally. And that is what these people, these groups of people, hardline Marxists, fascists, call them what you want to do. They've done this in community after community, organizing to take over the local city councils or county councils and the planning commission. And this really all goes back to a concept laid out many, many years ago by the Club of Rome, 1971, a book called The Limits of Growth. And that laid out this idea of sustainable development and how they had to take over local communities all throughout the United States, indeed all throughout the world, to institute their fascist concepts. But the average individual who's involved at the local level doesn't understand. He's really being duped by a group of very wealthy and powerful people who want to control everyone and everything and every bit of property. These ideas were elaborated on the yacht of Prince Charles in 1991, and eventually then became the Global Biodiversity Assessment. You can buy this 1,100-page report put out by Cambridge University at your local store, get it summarized in the material we have through Radio Liberty, or that our guest Michael Shaw has through his organization, which we'll be telling you much more about this morning. But then in 1992, at the Second Earth Summit, the plan was laid out, and how they were going to use all this idea of global warming to bring in the Kyoto Protocol to take away property rights, the Desertification Treaty, where so much of the land throughout the world that might be considered desert would be placed under international control. And of course, going back to the law, the C3D, which they're trying to get through today, and other legislation, the Biodiversity Assessment Report, all of this is aimed at controlling you, ladies and gentlemen, and setting up a world fascist society. And they work through various programs such as Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development, and they're doing it. Well, with us this morning is one of the experts in this field, Michael Shaw. Always a pleasure to have Michael with us, trying to warn you that if you don't get involved, if you don't stand and be counted now, then you're going to be counted out. The other side's organized, financed by some of the richest people in the world who really want a world fascist society under their world, under their rule. A new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Dr. Stan, and it's especially wonderful this morning conversing with you on the radio.
Well, you pick up the story and tell us what's going on.
Well, sustainable development is the plan for restructuring human beings. It's something that I'm surprised at how little well known it is, but those who are implementing know it fully. America is filled with a massive fifth column that makes anything that existed prior to the Second World War look nominal by comparison. People throughout this country and college graduates coming out every year are fully committed to this idea of sustainable development. And of course, sustainable development is the antithesis of a society based upon individual liberty and private property. It is, as you mentioned in the introduction, a fascist system. Now, we can call it a left-wing system, or we can call it a right-wing system. What sustainable development does is it takes the consensus of the left and the right and combines it together into a program that's called, floweringly, sustainable development. But we as citizens have got to understand what is sustainable development. We need to understand why it is that every individual should care. And then everybody's going to ask, well, what should I do? And those are the three broad questions I want to make some attempt to cover here
today. Well, what is sustainable development?
Well, I'll use their definition to start with. Quote, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, if you're sitting out in the audience, you've never heard of this before, you say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I always like to say, suppose 100 years ago, the powers to be had begun to ration whale oil to save it for our generation. You know, whale oil over 100 years ago was the only fuel for lighting our homes, and there wasn't much of it. The people who used it, though, were able to educate their children using the light at night to read and study. If that had been withheld, those people wouldn't have read and studied, and society would have stymied. But what human ingenuity has been able to do is always create something new and better, so that society, at least here in America, can grow and prosper. Well, sustainable development is to say, wait a minute, we're going to produce less electricity, we're going to use fewer resources, we're going to control our population today for the purpose of pretending that we're saving something for tomorrow. It ignores the whole idea of what the free and imaginative human mind can do to produce new systems for an improving world. And it will take us all into a dark age. It's the same language, which comes from the Brundtland Report back, I think, in the 1970s, is language that was picked out of the 1977 Soviet Constitution. It didn't work for those people then. It's not going to work for us now. And we can begin to see the decay already.
And I think it's so important, Michael, that people understand that all of this is about control. Control of the individual. Control of their property. Control of their wealth. Control of what they do, control of where they live and how they travel and every aspect of life. This is a blueprint for a fascist society. It is being implemented in communities across America with the full support of the people in Washington, D.C. in the current administration. But don't feel bad. It's not simply a Republican program. It's a Democratic program because both political parties are controlled by the same people, people of great wealth, want to control everything, want to control you, and are well on the way to accomplishing it because most Americans are so busy having a good time, they're unconcerned about these ethereal concepts of liberty or freedom or individuality.
Well, that's exactly right. Sustainable development is designed to restructure our political system, changing us from a nation of based upon the principles of the Declaration of Independence to a world community is part and governed by the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. It's to revamp our business systems. This is where the fascism comes in. It's about creating public-private partnership. Now, if you think you can be an entrepreneur in your town and engage in whatever, let's take home building, and you've got a city council engineered to the sustainable principles and committed to, quote, public partners or private partners of the public effort to create affordable housing, well, there's no way as a free enterpriser you can compete, because public-private partnership is about subsidy. And if you're competing with someone with massive subsidies coming from the federal government through the local government, you're not going to be able to compete. And so major industries today and multinational corporations are fully engaged in this concept of public-private partnership. When we weren't so polite, you know, when I was in school, that was called fascism. Today it's called public-private partnership. It is everywhere, and free enterprise simply will not survive when faced with the insider favoritism that comes out of a system called public-private partnership.
And because a lot of people go along with this, a lot of developers go along with this, because that's how they make a lot of money.
Well, here in Santa Cruz, the federal government has allocated $300 million for the first 3,000 public-private partnership units to be built along a railroad track. That's $100,000 a unit of subsidy to the developer. We're talking average living units of 800 square feet. Well, a free enterpriser could build those units for $100,000, but public-private partners engage in this slot money and then are fully protected from construction defects by local ordinances. And what we end up having is so-called affordable housing, that is price-controlled housing where the residents are chosen by local government and given this disadvantage of living in these public-private partnership housing units, which are then fully controlled. The activity of the people who live there becomes controlled by government agencies who control where you can park, if you can park. I was in Chicago this year. They're building all kinds of these units, and they don't have garages. They don't have places to park.
But, of course, they don't want people in cars. They want to get them on the bicycles. They want to get them out walking, because that's the cure for the obesity. They've cured by poisoning our food with aspartame and NutraSweet and MSGs that produces pathological obesity. But, after all, wouldn't it be far better if we were exercising, you know, and out walking rather than driving in our cars? And they want to put in their bicycle trails so that we can all have bicycles like the people in China, and ride around like they do in Beijing on their little bicycles. And they want to restructure our lives, and people say, that's crazy talk. Nobody would want to do that. And yet they're doing it.
Well, they're certainly doing it. And in the process, the dollar is being exploited and is probably on its way to destruction.
Right.
Part of the globalist plan is to have a single currency operating worldwide. To do that, you got to take down the dollar. To create the Continental Union, much like the European Union, for North America, you got to get the dollar down to where it's worth a peso.
Sure.
So that we can combine Mexico, United States, and Canada into a single block like the European countries have become.
And most people, Michael, when you tell them that they are intent upon impoverishing the American people, of destroying the value of our currency, they look at you as if you've got holes to your head. Nobody would want to do that. And yet, anybody can pick up the paper and realize that within the last 3 months, they've taken the value of the dollar from 80 down to 74, and within the last 3 years, they've destroyed almost 40% of the value of our currency in relationship to other currencies, which is why people throughout the world, you know, are getting their money out of the American dollar. And the American people, fat, dumb and happy, watching the Super Bowl race, are totally unaware of the fact that their pensions, their savings, everything they have worked for during their lives is being destroyed. You destroy the financial stability, you destroy the currency of a nation, you destroy that nation. Inflation is running 11% this year, will be running 15% next year, 18 to 20% the year after that. They know what they're doing, and impoverished people become an enslaved people. And there is no opposition. Nobody's talking about this except one man, and that's Congressman Ron Paul, who's saying we've got to do away with the Federal Reserve System because it's destroying the value of our currency. And most people have no idea what's going on. But you pick up the story.
Well, we just need to understand that sustainable development is about the political restructure of America to make us simply a homeland within a global government system. It's about changing our economic system from free enterprise to public-private partnership, and it is about the creation of a world religion steeped in environmental principles, all for the purpose, as you said earlier, all for the purpose of controlling individuality.
Control is what it's really all about. Some people call it communism. Some people call it socialism. Some people call it fascism. It doesn't matter what you call it. Don't people recognize that while we're sending our boys overseas to fight for freedom, why we're losing our freedom here at home? Go ahead, Michael.
Well, the organization, the structure by which sustainable developments operate, is often called the system of three E's. Now, these E's are equity, meaning justice, economy, and environment. Let me spend just a few minutes on what these words mean. Equity is the transformation of our system of equal justice to one of social justice. Now, this really is the communist aspect of sustainable development. Social justice is just that. It is a system of group rights and a dispensation of group justice rather than rights based on individuality and unalienable rights and a system that works to protect that. So we can see it generally if we look out in society, but if we look at sustainable development specifically, we see the massive commitment to a new system of justice which is taking place in the United States. The second E is economy. An economy is transforming us, as I said earlier, from free enterprise to a system of global and local public-private partnerships. Now, the United States Supreme Court in 2005 issued a unanimous decision out of Hawaii that basically sanctions the whole idea of public-private partnership. That case is called Lingle versus Chevron. The Kelo decision followed Lingle versus Chevron by about 3 weeks and was an application. There, 300 homes were taken so that the land could be given over to Pfizer Corporation through a process of eminent domain so that Pfizer can build one of their pharmaceutical manufacturing processes. Well, as soon as government can decide that this group, typically a multinational corporation, has rights superior to 300 homeowners, you know that the idea of private property, free enterprise, and individual liberty are dying. And that should concern us all. Because it's not just the presidents that we're electing. It's not just the Congress, now our Supreme Court, that is moving down the road toward sustainable development policy and a global system of human control. Well, sustainable development also has, these are some verbiage from the movement that people need to be familiar with. They have two land use action plans. One's called the Wildlands Project. Now, if you're in Colorado, the Wildlands Project is all over you. If you're not aware of the problems that ranchers and farmers and rural landowners are facing, then tune in. Because the idea of sustainable development is to rope everyone into these human settlements, or smart growth zones, as they're called in this country. Now, smart growth zones are where everyone is to live. Typically, that'll be in highly dense populated areas. Transportation will be a system of trains, buses, and bicycles. Cars will become increasingly rare or only in the hands of the government business partners.
Sure, that's why they're running the price of oil up so high. They're going to get gasoline up to $6, $7, $8 a gallon. You're not going to be able to afford it. You're going to be almost forced to go into one of their pre-planned living units where you can be watched from morning to evening, and everything you do will be recorded by the computers.
You know, kids today need to be watching the movies that many of us a generation or two saw, movies like 1984.
Sure.
1984 depicted perfectly what it is that smart growth is all about. Everyone jammed together, everyone policed, everyone destitute and poor. In fact, in the out of the same conference you referenced earlier, 1992, the UN conference down in Rio de Janeiro, a document called the Biodiversity Assessment Report, 1,300 pages, was issued. That is a companion document to the Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development document. And in it, it says that the world's population should be reduced to 1 billion people if we're going to have an industrial society. Now, that's an 85% reduction in the number of human beings. That's a core principle of sustainable development, one that is being implemented by President Bush, was implemented by President Clinton, and before him, President Bush won, also was a firm advocate of sustainable development policy. Now, how is it that our Congress and our presidents get elected to silently implement a program that calls for an 85% worldwide reduction in human population?
Well, because it seems so incredible, you know, Michael, that anybody could be that crass and indifferent to human suffering. And yet, of course, we look at the AIDS epidemic, go into Botswana, 46% of the pregnant women are HIV infected. They're all going to die. Either that's a terrible public health tragedy, and we should be doing something, or a very successful genocidal policy, and we're very successful. That's all being monitored by, incidentally, our Commerce Department. We get the information from the Commerce Department. We'll be glad to provide it for you. They're killing off the blacks of Africa, but they don't want you to know that. They've done the same thing with malaria, where they've killed almost 100 million people. It's supposed to be banned DDT, not because it was dangerous. It was the safest of all the pesticides, but because it was doing such a good work in preserving life. Ladies and gentlemen, there really are people, and if you have not yet seen the great new DVD that Alex Jones has put out called Endgame, that's Endgame. You need to get it. We're carrying it. You know, we're not competing with Alex. When he does a good job, we want to give him kudos, and he talks about the Bilderbergers. He talks about their program for people control and then for population control, and you'll actually see many of the Bilderbergers there. At one of their big meetings 2 years ago, in their big black limousines being shuttled into this secret meeting that they were holding up in Canada, and Alex was there. Endgame, a very important video, and you need to get people to see it along with getting the material that Michael is putting out. Michael Shaw, our guest this morning, on sustainable development and population control, and the material we have as well, Dundare College Genocide, the DVD, Plan Population Reduction, the DVD. In fact, Alex actually, when we interviewed him last, admitted he got a lot of the material he's used from us, but we're flattered that he wants to use it, because he did a better job than I will ever do in getting the impact out. There really is a program to cut the population of the world 85%. And ladies and gentlemen, you and your family have been targeted. They're poisoning you through the drugs you're giving your kids and through the food that you're eating and through many of the treatments you're getting for medical purposes. And why do you think we have so much erectile dysfunction in men today? We never had before, and so many couples that can't conceive. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the American people. They're poisoning the people in Africa. They're poisoning the people in Asia. And all we need is another good world war. We could kill off another couple of 100 million people. They know what they're doing. They finance both sides in every war. Understand, we're dealing with organized evil. Michael, go ahead.
Well, the third E of sustainable development is the environment. Now, if you haven't become bothered enough by the first E's, the equity and the economy elements of sustainable development, well, let me presume you are bothered by that. Who wouldn't be? You need to then understand that the environment is simply the cover for advancing these principles of justice and principles of economics that are intended to take down freedom, destroy or abolish private property, and reduce the human population. And, of course, all of this is done in the name of protecting the environment. Well, government certainly has a role to protect the air that we breathe and the water that we drink, and to make sure that I don't pollute on your property. But that's the extent of government's role in working for environmental protection. But today, environmental protection is what is the starting launching point for changing this system of justice and changing the system of economics and roping America into this globalist plan to control all human action. So don't be a sucker for the environment. Know that it's taking your neighbors living out in the rural areas and it's squeezing them off their land. If it intended to put everybody in one so-called smart growth box, all jammed together and all working on their assigned jobs, at least those who are able to survive through the process that we're on that we're really advancing quite rapidly toward, of taking control over all people and controlling not only what we do, but the numbers of us that do it. So one needs to grapple with the political economics of sustainable development. One needs to understand what private property is so that we can defend it. If we don't know what private property is, there's no way we can defend that from the onslaught that is facing us today from the advent of public-private partnerships.
And yet they are regulating your home, what you do with your home. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at the American News Network.
Car school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Michael Shaw of Freedom 21 and the Freedom Alliance here in the Santa Cruz area where I live. Michael, would you like to tell people how they can get in touch with your organization, how they can get to your website, how they can get some of the material that you have that will educate them about what we're talking about? It's not imaginary, it's real. Fascism is prevalent at every level of our society, but no one dares call it fascism. Go ahead.
Well, our organization is called Freedom Advocates, freedomadvocates.org, and you can find our work on the website. You know, there's a real compilation of writings from all over the country, and in fact, from English-speaking countries all over the world, showing the patterns that are occurring here, there, and everywhere. It's a great resource for students. You're not going to learn about the sustainable development in school unless you're indoctrinated to become one of its fifth column members. So there's a lot of reading. You can dig deep, or you can glean it from some kind of good summary writings at that website. Again, it's freedomadvocates.org. You can reach us at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. And I really encourage teachers and students to go into our website. The youth are the people who really need to begin to understand what private property is and what's at risk with this globalist program called sustainable development, because it truly is the greatest assault on humankind that's ever been devised. And with technology as it is today, we can't simply think that, well, in the longer term, the good guys will win. When the bad guys gain total control, and that's where they're moving, it will be a very long time before we come out of that dark age. The technology available today will allow the kinds of implementation of programs that we know from the fictional account of 1984. 1984 was simply wrong in the year that was described. 1984 is on its way to America today.
Well, certainly we recommend the material that the Freedom Advocates puts out. We think it's excellent. If you have a question, you say, well, I don't believe these things are true. I mean, if it were, how could I document it? Well, you go to, of course, you go to Michael's webpage, and you get the material he has. But give us a call. Our number to call if you have a question or comment, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Give us a call. Maybe you say, well, I refuse to believe this is true. I refuse to believe that what's going on over there in Vietnam, over there in the Middle East, like what went on in Vietnam, is just a great game. We send our boys over there to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but it's a great diversion. So we don't see what's happening here at home, because America is the key. And once we have the tyranny established here, why, of course, they will be able to extend that throughout the world. And there really are people of great wealth and great power and great intelligence who have a different worldview, who hate humanity and really intend to bring everything under their control and kill off a large part of the world's population, which they're in the process of doing today, which is why we see so much cancer back in the early part of the last century. One in every 33 people died of cancer. Today it's one in three. Why do you think that is? Why, it's planned that way. They know exactly what they're doing. So next time one of your friends dies of cancer, or you or someone in your family contract it, ask yourself, did this have to happen? Or are there really treatments that they're concealing from the American people? Are there really things that they're doing to promote cancer in our lives? And I would like to suggest they know exactly what they're doing. The last thing they want is an American public that is concerned enough to stand against them. The number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And we certainly advocate and encourage you to get Michael Shaw's material. FreedmanAdvocates.org, isn't it, Michael?
Yes.
Has excellent material, and you need to get that.
Dr. Stan, one of the things that we've been very successful with is we've got a couple of brochures that have circulated throughout the country in some rather large numbers. And distributing those pamphlets is what makes it real easy to begin to explain to your friends, neighbors, and relatives what sustainable development is. And for those who have begun to understand from our prior shows the nature of sustainable development, there's really no easier way to spread the word. And we've got to understand, each of us, that something's not going to descend upon us to cause our countrymen to understand what sustainable development is. The only way we're going to cause that understanding to happen is to work individually with friends, with neighbors, with relatives, so that at the end of the day or at the end of the period of time, America knows what sustainable development is, and America begins to reject people sitting in Congress implementing this program and starts to think about electing a president who will stand up for American values around the world and preserve what our forefathers have gained for us.
Amen to that. And there's only one candidate, as I see, running today, who is not going along with all of these programs, and that's Ron Paul. And that's why the media largely ignores him, because the media is largely controlled. And that is certainly why we are not getting any of the Christian leaders, the major Christian leaders, to back Congressman Ron Paul, because they've all been compromised, either that or they've been surrounded by people who are feeding them false information. As a result, the only people who are really concerned about the fact that within the next 3 months, we are going to select the Republican and the Democratic candidates, you know, are the average individual who wants to preserve their freedom, who wants to get government out of our backs and out of our pocketbooks, who's concerned about the move towards world control and world genocide. And ladies and gentlemen, world genocide is taking place all across the world today. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Well, our number 970-689-8255. If you have a question for our guest today, Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org, that's freedomadvocates.org. Michael, Sydney, they're implementing this program at breakneck speed, bankrupting America as they bring these concepts not only to our own people, but people throughout the world.
Well, that's right. And I would suggest the listeners begin to link some dots. You know, look at the effect, and if you're one of them, you know the effect on ranchers and farmers and rural residents. And people in Colorado are under massive attack, the rural residents of Colorado, coming from sustainable development policy. As soon as you wrap it in the cloak of sustainable development and begin to learn what sustainable development is, then you know what's coming at you. And that begins to give you an idea of how to fight back.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here, and welcome your call.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Qualified individuals suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, pre- or post-surgery problems, herniated, bulging, or degenerative discs can receive a $235 advanced diagnostic evaluation by Johnston Chiropractic. Call now to schedule your appointment and find out if the revolutionary DRX-9000 is the surgery-free solution to your back pain. Call today for this limited offer, 303-772-5042, 303-772-5042. Johnston Chiropractic, the finest quality care for your well-being.
Why is Limumui in Fukuoka renowned for health-giving powers on the Tongan Island? Limumui, a delicious bioavailable drink packed with Fukuoka, not found in any land-based plant, vegetable, or grain. Over 700 scientific studies prove Fukuoka a safe nutritional food, enhancing immunity, cellular health, and fighting a multitude of immune problems. Limumui, the Tongan secret to health. Call TNT now, 720-299-7525 or 720-299-7520.
Hi, this is Danny Gold, and my show's on the Vibe Machine, the vibrational integrated biophotonic energizer, explained how the Vibe Machine uses broadcast frequencies simultaneously to strengthen the cells of the body, resisting a state of negative physical imbalance. The Vibe Machine gives off an electromagnetic field that interacts directly with your cells, raising the cellular frequency level of the body back to its proper balance of health and vitality. Contact Vibe Experience in Boulder, 720-327-3555. 720-327-3555 for more information.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. We have Jim calling in. Jim, did you have a question for our guest?
Good morning, Michael and Dr. Stan. I was wondering if the Chamber of Commerce has any function in,
all right, that's a
in this whole
question.
Plan.
What about the Chamber of Commerce? What are they doing, Michael?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce is what's called an NGO, a non-governmental organization. And the way you get that status is that you are designated by the United Nations as an NGO for purposes of implementing sustainable development policy. Now, it really depends upon what specific local chamber you're talking about as to whether or not they are active in this dynamic. Now, many leaders of the Chamber of Commerce don't understand anything I'm talking about. They just do kind of what they're told. The chambers here in Santa Cruz County are the leaders of advancing our local sustainable development policy. Yes, the Chamber of Commerce is definitely, the International and the American Chamber of Commerce are definite players in the sustainable development game.
Well, almost every town of any size has a Chamber of Commerce in it. Does that mean that they're in every town?
Yes. Whether it's through the chamber or other ways, the Sustainable Development Program is now in every county in the U.S. Every county will have a connection one way or another. They've got these new master plans in most counties now, which are all directed by Sustainable Development Guidelines. Chambers are active in this. Congress, Ron Paul has told me that sustainable development is just an established fait accompli within the minds of congressmen running our country today.
Well, how do you find out what their scheme is at the county level?
That can take...
Well, they will have visioning programs. They will have Agenda 21 programs. They will have a master plan that they put together for your community. There is that plan, and you can get that. Wouldn't that be right, Michael?
Sure. Here in California, every county is required to have a general plan. The general plans now have... strikingly similar names, you know, something or other, 2020, or vision this or vision that.
Mm-hmm.
The names become repeated, but you'll find every county in the country has a county plan that somehow incorporates some steps forward. You have to remember one of their mottos is two steps forward, one step back.
Right.
That's why they don't charge right through. It's always a matter of manipulating the system in accordance with a general plan. Now, another organization to be familiar with is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. That's an NGO in Canada that works with most counties in the U.S. for developing their general plan guidelines and their program for the implementation of sustainable development. There's not a county in the country that does not have an active sustainable development program.
Michael, where do all the chambers get their money from to support them? From private sources?
Well, I don't know enough about the financing of the chamber. I would suspect that the bulk of the money comes from local membership dues.
Okay.
But remember that if you want to implement these programs, you can always get grants from the great tax-exempt foundations, which are financing this fascist plan, just exactly as they financed the communist movement here in America, and are still financing the various communist activities in this country. It's all a scam. Right, the left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, it's all a scam. It's all about control. And they utilize both the right and the left, the conservative, the liberal, other Republicans, the Democrats, to give you the idea you have an option, that they control them all from the top. And they do it with the money that they create out of nothing through our fractional reserve banking system. They have an agenda. They know where they're going. And, Jim, you need to help us get the information out.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. And thanks for calling. We have another call. Did we have another call?
Yeah, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I tell people that, you know, like, look at the cities. If everybody in our city councils are just people from down the block and everything, how come does all the cities have the basically the same floor plan? You know, everybody's banning smoking. Everybody's got the same signs. Everybody, so it looks to me like everybody's running to a game plan.
Okay, what are your thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, they are running through a game plan. You know, whether it's smoking or whether it's the financing of these smart growth housing units, or whether it's the they call it I've forgotten the term now, but where the roads are redesigned to make it an obstacle course, traffic calming is what they call it. There are all of these little phases that are smaller applications of sustainable policy. Make it difficult to drive. Get people out of their cars. The examples you point to. Yeah, it's happening everywhere, and it's not happening by accident.
Well, amen to that.
Is there somewhere like in a city charter, or where would you go find sustainable development or the Agenda 21? And is it in the city plans or city charter or what?
Well, typically it comes from a couple of sources. First, you got to start with Washington D.C. Here in Santa Cruz County, the feds have allocated $300 million of your money to our county's public-private partners to build smart growth housing. That's general American taxpayer dollars coming back to the local community to build housing with massive conditions. You will find it. You will find your county coordinating with some internationalist NGO at some level here in Santa Cruz. It's this International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives out of Canada that sets the pattern. Now, the ICLEI organization, as it's called, sees what works and sees what doesn't work. And so they've got a tool bag of tricks that they can bring into your community to bring you slowly along or quickly along, depending upon the political base in your town or county.
Boy, is there anywhere in like if I go to Fort Collins and try and find something written down in black and white that the mayor follows and all that? Is there?
No, you want to go to the planning commission, get the master plan.
Okay, thank you.
Every other time. Thanks so much for calling. Thank you, Michael Shaw. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael, and I hope you'll get his material. And then, of course, we hope that if you do not understand sustainable development, you will get my sustainable development syllabus, along with my talk on sustainable development of the Road to World Order. It's a DVD. And then, of course, there is a four-tape set that goes with that on sustainable development. And we carry Holly Swanson's excellent book, Set Up and Sold Out. It's all about sustainable development. And then if you want to get into population control, let me advocate Alex Jones' excellent video, Endgame. That's Endgame. And then my talk on Don't Dare Call It Genocide, my DVD on planned population reduction, and then, of course, our four tape sets on population control, our questions on why do we still have cancer. I think probably one of the best four tape or four CD sets we have is called The New Order of the Barbarians, and it simply covers a talk given by Dr. Richard Day back in 1969. Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And he lays the whole scam out, this whole genocidal program of how they're going to suppress treatments for cancer. They're going to do everything they can to encourage cancer because, after all, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil people out there in this world. Then, of course, if you have not yet seen our DVDs on my talk on the Forbidden Secret or on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the talks on the secret mysteries of America's beginning or the Riddles in Stone, they're both professionally done. I'm in both of them, but they will give you the background of this secret plan of these secret organizations intent upon using the wealth and the military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world ruler. Again, the secret mysteries of America's beginning and Riddles in Stone. And don't forget Alex Jones's excellent DVD, Endgame. That's Endgame. Going into the Bilderbergers, now we do have an excellent book on the Bilderbergers. You'll certainly want to get the book on the Bilderbergers. You'll want to get the book on satanic crimes and the four-tape set on satanic crimes that goes into the Bilderbergers as well. But if you want to see what the Bilderbergers look like at their meetings when they don't like being disturbed and having their picture taken, Alex Jones' excellent DVD, Endgame. So the material is there. The question is, will you get hold of it? Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can get our live feed 9 hours a day there. You'll get Joyce Riley, a few other people on that website as well. My website, radioliberty.com. You can get the live feed 9 hours a day of our four of our five hours that we do live. So remember the website, radioliberty.com, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.